Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Everyone has the gift of faith. Whether you are lost or saved, you exercise belief by what you do. Our wholehearted belief in the Lord is important because when we truly place our trust in Him, He is glorified. There's nothing more powerful than your faith. When you believe, you activate God's power. A God-sized faith is displayed when we step out in trust and obedience before the miracle even takes place. The Bible is full of examples of men and women who stepped out before the miracle happened or before they even knew what the miracle would be. And they did these incredible things because of their great faith in God. It's time to activate your faith. In today's message titled, Faith to Follow God, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that though we are prone to subconsciously follow our own desires, we must make a conscious choice to follow God. Let's join in.
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 6 to 7 says, The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. So what we can see is that the children of Israel were walking with God, but they were walking in circles around the same mountain. When we read Exodus, we read Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Numbers, what we see is that they would stay in one place, then they would walk, and then stay in another place. And it's just the same thing over and over for 40 years. Surprisingly, an 11-day journey, they turned it into 40 years. 40 years of wandering in the wilderness had brought Israel to stand upon a mountaintop overlooking the promised land. And that's what happened. The 40-year wilderness wandering refers to the plight of the Israelites due to their disobedience and unbelief in God. They didn't have faith in God. They didn't have faith to follow God's instructions and commands. Nearly 3,000 years ago, God delivered his people from Egyptian bondage, as described in Exodus chapter 1 to 12. Yes, you can see that. If you have time, you can read it for yourself. They were to take possession of the land God had promised their forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. Prior to entry, however, they sent out 12 spies to survey the land and its people. We all know this story off by heart. They returned after 40 days of exploration. 10 of the spies had a bad report. That's what the Bible says. And many of us, we know that. They became convinced they could not get rid of the current inhabitants of the land, even though God told them they could. Their lack of belief in God's word and promises did not please God at all. You see, the Bible says without faith, you cannot please God. Corresponding to the 40 days that the spies toured the land, God commanded that the Israelites would wander in the wilderness for 40 years as a result of their unwillingness to take the land. Friend, are you following God in faith? We need to trust God. Whatever He has said is what will come to pass. And for that matter, we need to just put our faith and follow His footsteps. Whenever the Holy Spirit leads us, we need to go accordingly. But the men who had gone up with Him said, We cannot attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw are of great size. We saw the Nephilim, the descendants of Anak. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same in them. So that's how the Israelites saw themselves. They couldn't believe in themselves because they didn't have faith in God. Apart from Joshua and Caleb believing the report of the 10 doubters, the people lost heart and rebelled. That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness." So they were so rebellious against God and his people. The Lord said to Moses, "How long would these people treat me with contempt? How long would they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the signs I have performed among them?" That's coming from God. Although God forgave them, he decided not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their ancestors. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. See, with that faith, my friend, you cannot please God. Rather, they would suffer by wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days they explored the land. And that's what God really declared to the community of Israelites. In the New Testament, the Bible says doubters will receive nothing from God. He says, if you don't ask him in faith, do not even expect anything from him. God wants you to have faith in him. Have faith to follow him. And here is the problem. They were walking with God, but they were not following God. We just don't walk with God, but we follow him. And that's a very important distinction. You see, the Bible says God will never leave us nor forsake us. So God is always with us, walking with us, but are we following him? That's the question. That's a clear distinction we have to take note of. God says he will never leave us or forsake us. When we are not following, he is still with us. And so we will be walking. But the important thing is, are you following him? Are you following his instructions and commands? The children of Israel were walking with God in and around the same mountain. They were visiting the same places. They were stuck, but they still had movement. And that's very interesting. You can be stuck and still have movement like a treadmill in the gym. If you want to exercise on the treadmill, you are walking, you are spending energy, you are moving, you are burning calories, but you are not actually on the track of life. We're talking about track of life by following God. The plans that God has set in front of you, you got to follow him to be able to achieve and fulfill the purposes for which he put you on this earth. You are not actually running the race of life. You are on a treadmill, and God wants to take us off of the treadmill like the children of Israel and not just walk with God, but to follow him. He wants us to follow him, which means we get off of the treadmill and we get on track and start running the race of life. We start hitting laps and start making progress. You cannot quit the race of life that God has set before you. It has to be completed. And the children of Israel never got a chance to even get into the race of life because they were stuck on this treadmill. But God says, "I want you to get off of the treadmill. You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. You have been walking in this same vicinity for 40 years. Enough is enough. It's time for you to turn and take your journey. It's time for you to run the race of your life. It's time for you to follow me." Hallelujah. We cannot just walk, but we have to win the race of life by fixing our eyes on Jesus Christ. And that means following God and following the Holy Spirit's leading. It's time to move on. It's time to follow God in faith. Believe in God who delivered you from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. On many occasions, we get caught up in different circumstances and we say, "Lord, how am I ever going to get out of this? How are you going to deliver me from this?" As if it's going to be a challenge for God to work out way out of these problems. Not at all. Our God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He knows everything. He has power over every situation. The truth is, if we are just submitted to him and to that process, he is committed to that transformation of seeing us through to the end that he has called us to. That's very important to take note of, my friend. So again, let's ask the question, why did it take the children of Israel so long to get to the promised land? You see, along the way, the people complained and disobeyed. God provided food and water to help sustain them, yet they still didn't follow his directions. They didn't have faith in God. Because of their attitude and self-made setbacks, it took the Israelites 40 years to reach the promised land. And by the time they got there, only two had made it. I pray that it's not going to happen to you and me. God has set his plans for us, his purposes for us, his will for us. All we need to do is to follow him in faith, and we will achieve what he has planned for us. Because he's given us all the tools, he's given us everything that pertains to life. So how do you continue to move forward in faith and follow God to your promised land, despite what's going on around us? There are so many distractions, and every one of you who's listening to me has a different story, different things that are happening right now within your life, within your family, within married finances, work situations, and of where we are in the world today at such time as this. You may just have worry and fear and even anger at different things that are happening around you. So how do you continue to move forward despite opposition of the enemy and distractions of the enemy? This is where, when we realize what the scripture is saying in the book of Colossians, that we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and we are now in the kingdom of light of God. We have to remind ourselves that despite everything we see around us and feel around us, we are no longer part of this kingdom. This kingdom around us of evil, of bad report, of self-promotion, of sin and disease. That's no longer our heritage. That's no longer our portion. In fact, we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. And so just knowing that is one thing to encourage you. It doesn't matter the giants that we see. I'm no longer of this world. I am in it, but I'm no longer of it. Sometimes we have to preach to ourselves. We have to preach to our emotions. We have to preach to our frustrations and say, you know what? This is not who you really are. This is not the destiny that God planned for you. You are being attacked by the enemy, but you have authority over the enemy. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter the giants you see and all these distractions and bad report that's around. Refuse to accept the negative report that the enemy is throwing at you. Nothing else going around you has your authority to ruin your day, to frustrate you, to make whatever lies the enemy is telling you. Oh, you are a bad parent. Oh, if you had just done this better, this wouldn't have happened. No, I have control over my emotions. You have control over the situations going around you. Even though you might not be able to change other people, you can change your response to them. Do not let these giants put you off. Go follow God and possess your possessions. Hallelujah. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then even there is no way you can follow him. Because when you receive him, he puts his spirit in you and you can hear his voice. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.